January 2nd, we have the memorial and the feast of St. Basil and Gregory, who were brothers, both bishops, about the 4th century. And I just recommend them to look them up and to study their lives a little bit, because back then they would be one of what we call our patriarchs that began with things that we already believe today because of kind of these giants, if you will, in theology and philosophy that they were arguing about, to the point of like not exorcism, but heretics and the popes kicking a group out because they don't believe what we do as true Catholics. One issue, of course, was the Arianism and thinking about who Jesus really is. Is he really human or is he really God? And that was over 4 or 5 centuries. That's a lot of time. And today, we now believe that, and we proclaim the Nicene Creed every time at Mass, on Sundays especially, that believe, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus. You know, I believe in the Holy Spirit. And it was these giants that really set the course for what we believe. So that's one quick thing this morning. And then second, I thought there was a great question for you as we were listening how John the Baptist were being approached by several different groups asking questions. And this is the one question I think that every one of us should be able to answer quickly. And so bring this to your prayer. What do you have to say for yourself? He answered right away, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." So if anybody came up to you and they asked you, "What do you have to say for yourself?" how would you answer them?